Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette Police Chief finalists meet with community. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The search for Gillette's next police chief moved forward Wednesday evening as the city's three finalists met with residents during a public meet and greet at City Hall. According to County 17, the city of Gillette received 41 applications from 14 states during its nationwide search. Consulting firm GMP Consultants narrowed the field to 15 candidates, interviewed 12, and selected three finalists. The candidates are Scott Blystone, a patrol captain from Portsmouth, Virginia, George Dingfelder, the police chief of Alamosa, Colorado, and Jeffrey Hattersley, deputy chief of police in Desert Hot Springs, California. Blystone highlighted his nearly 25 years of law enforcement experience and said he's looking for a community where he can put down roots and build on the department's existing strengths. Dingfelder emphasized his rural upbringing in eastern Montana and his familiarity with Wyoming's energy industry, saying he understands the important role coal, oil, and gas play in communities like Gillette. Hattersley stressed the importance of community policing, saying effective communication and strong relationship with residents are essential to solving problems. The candidates will continue the selection process today with a lunch meeting with Gillette Police Department staff, followed by interviews with city officials and other stakeholder groups. A final hiring decision is expected in the coming weeks. Black Hills Energy seeks 32% rate increase for Northeast Wyoming customers. Black Hills Energy is asking Wyoming regulators to approve its first base electric rate increase in more than a decade. According to WyoFile, the utility has requested a $5.1 million annual rate increase for about 2,600 customers in Northeast Wyoming, primarily in the Upton and Newcastle areas. If approved, residential electric bills would increase by an average of about $32 per month, a hike of roughly 32%. Company officials say the increase is needed to cover rising costs over the past 12 years, including maintenance and upgrades to power lines and substations, investments in new power generation, and high labor costs. The proposal drew concern during a public hearing this week. Residents and community leaders questioned whether families, seniors on fixed incomes, and local businesses can absorb another major increase in utility costs. The Wyoming Office of Consumer Advocate is recommending a smaller increase of about $3.6 million, while also asking regulators to reduce the company's requested rate of return and delay the effective date until February 1, 2027, rather than making the increase retroactive. The Wyoming Public Service Commission will hold a formal hearing on the request October 7th and 8th before making a final decision. Meanwhile, the commission is also considering a separate 8.8% rate increase requested by Rocky Mountain Power, which serves much of the rest of Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.